League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in the car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit, I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice cause I make you think I'm not. You say you know me.
Are like what? Way out of practice.
We are. Well, it feels like we haven't recorded in a month, but we have. And the clap was beautiful.
Thank you. I've been really trying to nail that for you because, you know, it as really... our senior editor in charge, the only editor in charge.
Yeah, she's a real one-woman machine.
Whatever, you do a good job. That's like your thing.
It's a little budget. I mean, it's not budget because our equipment is not budget. The skill is budget.
Okay, but you have a natural desire. You want to do this. Like I've told Spencer, I'm like, hey, if you want me to outsource this and like find someone to do this for us, because I have 0% drive. And then I'm like, part of me feels like, am I the asshole? Because I don't want to learn it. But there's just certain pieces of a business that I'm like, I don't have that capacity. You know what I mean?
But that's the beauty. Like you will take some things, I will take some things.
Yeah.
The yin to my yang.
Somebody over the weekend, I went to this, glamping up event.
She went to an influencer event.
Oh, whatever. So Spencer's like, my invite must have gotten lost in the mail. Well, every time I ask Spencer to do something, she's working. And I asked you like a month ago, I was like, hey, what are your weekends off like coming up? Like we're trying to plan some fun stuff.
Yeah.
And I randomly got invited to this thing. I did get a plus one. I asked you I asked you in the weekend thing, like where you were booked up. Yeah. She's freaking booked up all the time.
Whatever, literally. Loser. She's like, what weekends are you available from now till the end of the year? I said, I'm available Sunday, December 3rd.
She literally did. And I was like, okay, because we're trying to
quite
plan.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to plan our event. And we got to get better about that. Like, you got to start doing stuff socially. Me and Spencer, I was telling Boosh over the weekend. I was like, Spencer and I used to do so much stuff together, and I feel like we don't anymore. But we're on a whole sidetrack. But what I was going to say
Hold on. Before you continue that, we're not fighting.
Oh.
Things are fine.
Yes.
We didn't take a week off because we're not getting along.
Listen,
I'm not doing things because we're not getting along.
No,
we're busy.
I didn't post a cryptic message. I had posted something about, like, how long you let people stay in your life. And so someone had messaged me. She was nice about it. And she was just like, oh my gosh, like this paired with y'all's swiping up message. Is there trouble? And I'm like, no. So my mom was in the hospital, but I'm like, at first I didn't really want to share about it. Cause like until I know things are okay, then I'm like, okay, then I won't be so private about it. But my mom was in the hospital, like gallbladder. We still aren't really sure. She's better-ish. She's getting better. She's out of the hospital. But so I was with her, but then like we posted the story on swiping up, and then I had posted maybe that day or later. I don't even know what day it was with that. And
I don't know when.
But I screenshotted it to Spencer and I was like, oh God, people think we're fighting. Like we're not fighting.
We're fine.
We're fine, but we are busy girls. Like we have so much going on, but over the weekend I was talking to somebody and they were like, you and Spencer like compliment each other very well. And I'm like, yes. I was like, you like technical. We are yin and yang when it comes to certain things.
Totally.
And then we align on other things, which is very helpful. But I'm like, yeah, she's definitely more of like that. Cause I just no desire.
Yeah.
Not like, even 1%.
And that's okay. You don't need to.
You're smart, though.
I will figure it out one day.
Whatever. She's one like, day. I'm not smart. Yeah, right. When we were trying to figure this thing out, she's like, well, I've been watching like 5 hours of YouTubes. I'm like, who does that?
No, quite literally. I was like, but that's also part of like my ADHD brain. Like I get super obsessive about things. And I mean, like, for example, we're going on a mountain trip. And I was like, oh, it would be really like cute to get like some cookies, some like fall cookies from the Kicker Confection lady.
Yes, so good.
Okay, well, tell me why I literally spent every like spare moment I had for like 4 days not watching my TikToks before I went
to bed. You were on Pinterest looking for cookies?
Literally, I was on Pinterest. I was on Instagram.
I love it.
I was on the Googler.
Did you find them? Find the ones?
I still can't make up my fucking mind. I literally put in probably 7 hours of cookie research.
Well, why? Amy is so good.
Why? That you is such a waste of time.
No, it is not. Hey, it's all about the aesthetic. Y'all know what's up. So she's really good if you send her a couple different ideas she'll mesh them together if you want her to. She'll totally do it.
That's what I'm going to have to do. I have to let go and let God, or let go and let Kicker Confections.
You have to. Because it's like the cookie god, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore.
Funny thing. So Mike doesn't listen to our podcast, which is kind of rude, but kind of helpful in this situation. But I was like, he's turning 40 in November, and that's the weekend that we're going on your mountain trip. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm planning him a surprise birthday party at like this golf thing. And so I told him, I was like, hey, I'm not going to be available like on your birthday, but I have dinner plans for the weekend before. So I feel like that'll make up for it. But he was cool with it. He likes to hunt. He I don't think he really cared.
I was going to say his weekends in the fall are ocupado.
Right. And like, that's why I need you to be unoccupado, because I'm like bored. I'm like a widow during this time of year. This is ridiculous. And my friend Carrie is moving back. Have you met her?
No.
She moved to Wilmington and she was...
I know which friend you're talking about, but I've
never met her. She's moving back and I'm like, hello, we have an instant girls night gang now. So I'm going to need you to free it up. Who's your boss?
Evenings, I can make happen.
Okay.
Evenings, I can
Spencer,
make happen.
This is your time to thrive on my back porch. The past couple of years, you've thrived, and she made some really good charcuterie boards. Yeah,
this is where it's at for me.
Okay.
Cool temps. I really interrupted where you were going before, though, and now I can't remember what we were talking about.
Me either.
Oh, no, you came back. It was that you had somebody say we really compliment each other.
Yes. And we do. And I could not agree more. You know, we are the yin and the yang, and I'm here for it. We need little keychains.
Bring it back. We'll put them on like little choker necklaces.
Oh my God.
Get the tattoo necklaces with the little charm.
Imagine.
I love it. God. Okay. Well, there was one other thing that I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah.
As my hairdresser.
Oh yeah.
Do you think my hair is thinning?
Thinning?
Yeah. Do you think I have COVID hair thinness?
Oh God.
Okay. Wait, hold on. I'm going to
You're not actively passing COVID anymore, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't even think I think maybe
she had it last week.
I was exposed, but I tested negative.
But you felt horrible.
But feel my hair.
Okay. I'm not just saying this. I do feel like your hair is thin. Thinner. It's not thin. Spencer has so much hair. This kind of
makes
me happy.
But I'm not crazy.
No, you're not crazy. As your hairstylist, I'm pretty happy about it. Okay. But
I'm happy for you.
Feel my hair. How thin my hair is after COVID. I lose it in handfuls.
What the hell? Me too. And I always lose a lot of hair, but I'm like.
But you had a lot of hair to lose. I didn't.
I did.
You have so much hair. Like your hair thinning is still thicker, twice as thick as my hair.
But I'm like, I just know like when I used to grab my pony.
It's definitely thinner.
I had like a fistful.
Yes.
And now.
No, it's definitely thinner. It is definitely thinner.
That makes me so sad.
It'll grow back. You know, it will grow back. But
do I need to buy Divi?
You know what? All joking aside, let's try it.
I've heard good things.
My client raves about it. And she's like, Wendy, I would tell you. She's like, I swear to God, like,
really?
It's great. Yeah, she said it smells nice. It does not make you oily. Like, let's try it.
I know I still have a lot of hair. It's not that, but I really do. I was, the other night, I blew out my hair and I was like, oh no.
It is thinner, but it's not thin. Like, I don't think you should be, like, alarmed.
I'm not, but it's just thinner. Noticeable.
Yeah.
And I but was it, like, am I just crazy?
No. You're crazy. We're crazy together, but you're not crazy because of that. Okay. No. Well, we're going to try Divi, and we'll report back. That would be, like, a great little experiment for swiping up.
Yeah, I love that.
Love that for us. And we do have a hard stop today because our studio ceiling is leaking, so we have some coming out. Like, it never ends. So,
yeah.
Let's get into the half-assed headlines.
Let's.
They are brought to you by Liquid IV.
Oh, that was my bad. We actually didn't have an ad this week.
Oh, God.
But you should get Liquid IV and use code SWIPING UP and save 15%. But
We like it here.
Oh, see, we're always prepared. It's too bad we don't have a cameraman
to zoom over on that, because that was a lot of work for me to have to do that.
That was. It's like a whole stack of Liquid IV sitting over there.
Damn. Well, you know what? Use code swiping up. Because
I mean, they just got a free plug anyways.
Don't act like on that mountain trip, we are not going to be living on Liquid IV. I have a feeling. I have a feeling. We're turning up. We are turning up.
Do they have a pumpkin spice flavor?
Oh, but they should.
I'm surprised they didn't do like a fall.
Right.
Don't they have a warm...
They have apple cider, like an apple.
That's what I'm thinking of, the apple cider.
Yeah.
We'll order some of those.
We'll order some. We'll warm it. I wonder if it's good boiled, like warm, the apple cider.
Maybe. I was going to make a crock pot apple cider when we were there.
Like a spiked?
Yeah.
Yes, honey.
So maybe we could just throw the Liquid IV.
And then we'll put chunks of apples. You let them soak for a little bit in the alcohol, and then you put them in. Or you could do Fireball. I used to do that. I've thrown it up a lot, but I'm willing to do that for you.
That is friendship.
That is. Gage is out there whining.
Yeah, he's upset. It's okay.
Oh, God. Let's just get into it.
Okay. So the first headline is SNL faces backlash for Try Guys sketch about Ned Fulmer cheating scandal. First of all, I had put this, it's been 2 weeks. So there were topics on our list that I'm like, okay, well, these, even though it's barely
irrelevant,
14 days. Yeah. I feel like it's irrelevant.
Social media, you know.
But do you know who the Try Guys are or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Okay, so the Try Guys kind of rose to popularity when they were working for BuzzFeed. Mm-hmm. And basically, there are four guys that all are like pretty different, and they just try things. So
okay.
They'll try like trends, or like they tried walking around in stilettos for a day, like all different things.
Good.
Well, one of the guys, Ned, was known as the wife guy. Okay. So his wife was like a big part of his like comedy, like, and his brand.
Okay.
Yes. Well, it came out that he was having a consensual affair with a junior staffer. So obviously then there's like a power dynamic there too, on top of the fact that he's supposed to be
like the wife guy.
Right. The devoted, doubting husband.
Right. You committed. Like, you committed your brand and your life. I'm going to need you not to let both of them down,
right,
Ned.
And instead of just kind of sweeping it under the rug or being like, well, this is our friend and our partner and blah, 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 they voted him out. They ousted him. They said no more. Like, you're...
Good, like, for them.
One, I think it... I don't even know if it would have been different if it had been an affair with somebody that didn't work for them.
Right.
Like, they really felt betrayed.
It was
like,
really close to home.
It was very close to home. And like, the wife is in a lot of their sketches and things like that. Like, she's definitely like, they're all close.
Okay.
And, but it was with an employee and a junior employee. And so they're like, no, like, you put everything that we've worked so hard for in jeopardy.
That's the thing though.
Like, there's a crazy power dynamic here, and this is not okay. And we're not condoning it, and you're done. And they're editing him out of everything that they haven't published yet.
That's actually very respectable, because
totally
nowadays, like, almost it feels like anything goes, you know, like people overlook so much that.
Right.
That's actually a really good thing. And especially since she was part of it too. Like, what are you doing?
I know.
What are you doing? The wife, the unwife guy.
Yeah. Rude. So the three of them, everything kind of got out ahead of when they had a whole plan as to how they were going to release the information.
Okay.
Things got out. And so they all did this sit down, and they were really serious. And like, the one guy was really pissed. You know, you could just tell he just felt betrayed, and he was mad. But they were super articulate about what they were conveying and their feelings about the situation, and open about the fact that they still were trying to figure out their feelings about the situation.
Has she spoken out? Like, has she made it?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Mm-mm. He obviously came out and made an apology and made sure to note that it was a consensual relationship and whatever.
Literally doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. You still had a wife. Your wife didn't consent to that.
Right. Consensual for who?
So it's like not really the same.
Yeah. But it was, so that video, it was very short. It's 5 minutes. So it's an easy watch. But it went viral, of course. And everybody was already talking about this to begin with.
Right.
Well, Saturday Night Live this past weekend did a sketch and mocked the three guys. They didn't even make it about Ned and what he you know, was accused of doing or admitted to doing, they made it like a mockery of the three of them and like mocking their feelings about the situation. It was wild.
I'm not going to lie. I forget about Saturday Night Live. Do you forget about it?
Yeah, do you still watch it? Who cares? Saturday Night Live is irrelevant.
It is. Like, it used to be really fun and like funny to watch, like back in the day when it was like Brad Pitt's going to be on SNL or like whoever. And there were funny people on it, but I literally forgot about SNL.
Yeah, I can't. They miss the mark too often to make it worth. Well,
also they're like reaching at this point, like to stay. Like, let's just give it. They've been around for how long? 30 years or something? 40? I don't even know. Oh
God, so long.
So long.
I long for the days of David Spade and Chris Farley.
I know.
God. Adam Sandler. Like, SNL is like one of those things, like you go on SNL and you're known. You know, it's you're a launching known. Pad for so many
people. It is people. If you're good, if you deliver. It right. Like, yes, it can like put comedians like on the map or like give you all this awareness. Speaking of Adam Sandler, really quick, I saw this thing the other day and it was like how celebs get changed with like Hollywood and all that. And they had Adam Sandler and they're like, celebs who don't get or haven't changed. He had like baggy gym shorts, a baggy t-shirt, like his coffee, his hair was like all dismayed. Like it was so funny. I was like, you know what?
But listen, Adam, if I ever get famous, that's me.
I love that. I was like, you know what? Kudos to you, Adam, for like living your best life. Like no matter how rich you are, you're still rolling into the grocery store in your pajamas. Not mad about it.
Yeah. No, I'll be that celebrity where the paparazzi are selling photos of me to like.
They're just like us.
In touch. Yeah. They're just like us. And it'll be like me coming out of a convenience store. And they'll be like, she's like a beluga whale.
Stop it. Well, when they're like, they're just like us. It'll literally be like a celebrity ordering coffee. Like they're ordering coffee. Like, of course, they're just like us. Or like coming out of.
Right, Harris they still Teeter. Eat shit and need caffeine.
Right. Stars, they're just like us. They still eat dinner. Oh, yeah. No shit.
Right.
Wow, they're so relatable. You went to the grocery store.
For real.
Okay, so this is up Spencer's alley. Did you see that the TikToker like had all this backlash? She was airdropping nudes in the airport. Did you see this?
I didn't.
Okay, but... But over the weekend,
makes me laugh.
I'm yes, not gonna lie. Over the weekend, Bouge and I were talking, and then I guess it keeps happening at airports. And she was like, "Yeah, like a pilot just came, like a Southwest pilot was like, whoever is dropping nudes on this plane, I will land the plane, and we are going back to there." Like someone kept airdropping nudes to everybody in the plane that had the airdrop.
Okay,
dead. I was dying.
So here's the thing, and I don't do this anymore because I'm actually afraid of like getting in trouble for it. But
what did you do?
Okay. Well, you know the two infamous dick pics that I have on my phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You airdrop that?
I used to.
Did you really? To like randos? Just like in the grocery store? You're like, hey, Barbara, check your phone.
Not in the grocery store, but like out like at bars and stuff. I would just like, you know. When
you got to read the room.
Right. You have to read the room. But I used to do it. And then I was like, maybe I shouldn't do this. So now I only do it to people I know.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense. Please do it at the Mountain House to the girls there.
I think everybody there might have seen it. But if not, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. So the content creator and OnlyFans model, Alaska Clark, went viral with more than 3.7 million views when she told her followers that she had sent nude photos to people around her through the airport. Like that video also went viral. Like talking about capitalizing when you need to be capitalizing on it.
But not to brag, but my cookie salad reel had more views. You know?
Yeah. She said after panning the camera towards groups of travelers behind her, she smiled and jokingly added that sending nudes to random men is how she shoots her shot.
Listen, you know what? Lead with your best foot forward. And if that's your naked body.
I guess so. But it's just funny. But I just love that that's like the thing in airports now. And then like other airlines were coming out and they were like, yeah, we're having a lot of issues with that. And like, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like in an airport, if my kid has his iPad, I would be pissed if someone did that.
I was just going to say the problem is, and that's why you have to read the room.
Right.
You don't know. I mean, you don't know who's on the receiving end.
Right. Because Fisher has an iPad. I have an iPad, but they're both labeled Wendy's iPad. So if someone did that, I would be upset.
Now, what I have done what I've resorted to now is I have like a little bank of funny memes on my phone and I will airdrop those.
Yeah.
Anywhere. I don't care. I think it's funny.
It is.
Which, like, is probably really sick. It probably, something is wrong with me, but I get such a kick out of it.
No, if you're doing a meme or like a funny joke, like somebody might need to see that. Like if they're, I don't know, on an airplane and you're having a bad day and you're like going to the funeral of your grandma's cousin's brother's sister and you're like, oh God. Oh, I mean, it's so funny. That would make my day. I'd be like, yes, let me share that.
See, that I'm just out here doing. And that's also a
funny story. You're doing the most.
What's the word?
God's work?
No.
Charitable causes? I don't know. Blurt it out later if it comes to
the brain fog.
You know, it's a real thing, sister.
Okay. It's the frona.
It's the frona? What is that?
The fake rona.
Oh, well, you had it probably. meanwhile, my voice, like it's been gone for like a week and a half, and for a long time I had a piece of hair stuck in my throat. So I wonder if it's either like something bigger than just a piece of hair and me losing my voice.
Wait, how long was the hair stuck in your throat?
Well, I don't know for a fact it was a hair, Spencer. I'm not a doctor.
Okay, well,
but it felt like
assuming it was a hair
because of my job. You know, it just felt, you know, when you have something goggled back there. It's gone. Well, I hope. But I swear to God, it was like that for like 2 months. I told all my clients, I was like, God, I feel like I have a piece of hair in my throat. What if it's like wrapped in my intestines? And now I'm losing my voice.
2 months?
Yeah. Something.
No, if I feel like I have a hair in my throat, I'm literally just like yoking back like crackers and bread and anything that I can to like get it to go down. Nope.
Tried everything. One of my clients was like, you should eat Jell-O. You should try this. I tried literally everything. And I don't even know at what point it's gone because it's gone now. But then my voice is gone.
Do you have your tonsils?
Yeah.
Wrapped around your tonsils.
And I maybe and swallowed my tonsils. And just like hanging
down. Well, no, you wouldn't have swallowed your tonsils. Well, you know, but you like, what if it finally like worked its way free?
No, it wouldn't do that. It probably would castrate them like a bull and then it would fall off like their balls do.
I could look in the back of your throat, see if you've got two tonsils. Hold on, I need a flashlight.
What if you're like, oh my God, you have a hair on your tonsil.
Wait, look up. Put your tongue down. I only see one tonsil. I swear, yeah.
How many tonsils do you start with? Two or one?
Your tongue was still a little in the way, though.
Okay.
So it's very possible you still have a tonsil on the left side.
So people have two tonsils?
Uh-huh.
I thought it was only one little dingle ball thing.
No, that's your uvula.
I thought it was a tonsil.
No, your tonsils are like the lumps. You got two.
No way.
On the back of your throat. Yeah,
I told y'all.
That little hangy thing is the uvula, which I'm not sure what its purpose is. Maybe a gag reflex?
Yes, it protects, I think, from certain things. You know. Whatever that might be for your adventures.
Okay, well, this is going to be a little X-rated for this podcast. So if you have children listening, don't. But have you ever had a bruised throat?
No.
Bitch.
That hurts?
One of the worst pains ever.
Does it look purple?
Yeah, it's literally.
Your uvula was
It's literally bruised. And I thought I had strep throat. And I went to the doctor. And the doctor was like, it's not strep throat. And I was like, what is it? Am I dying? He was like, no. He's like, it looks like some bruising. And I was like, say no more, doc.
You're like, this damn popsicles, I swear to God.
Say no more, doc. I'm done.
Those outshine bars. I'm like, done. Really got me. Well, if that doesn't work out for you, maybe selling your clothes on Poshmark/Etsy will. Did you see this story?
No. So, and I'm intrigued. First of all, no, go ahead.
Okay.
Tell it.
So a 44-year-old mother of three made $735K last year from reselling her clothes on Poshmark and eBay, which I think is really cool. Like, I don't think it was in 1 year. She's been doing this since 2015. Actually, she earned $755K last year selling it. It's fine. My dogs are just so casually barking
Maggie,
at the neighbors.
Maggie, would you like the mic?
Yeah, Maggie, like, honestly, stop. But we're always talking about, like, just the overconsumption of everything. And I'm like, wow, like, at its finest is just.
Here's the thing that, like, even. Okay, so she started it in 2015.
Yeah.
That is how much money you make pennies on the dollar when you are reselling clothing. So
I think it depends on what it is. Like designer, some things hold value and then other things.
Some things.
Yeah.
But to make that kind of money, how much money are you spending on clothes?
Right.
And
that's
things?
True. That's true. That's true. Yeah. Like what's her net profit? I wonder exactly.
Gage!
Y'all, Gage is just, he is like out of control today. I don't even know. And it's like my client or my client. What? Y'all, I don't even know. My neighbor is still decorating. Do you see him still decorating, putting like things out in his house?
Yeah,
stop
for Halloween.
He has put up clowns and scare. He's hanging something else now. Like, he's been doing this for 2 days. So, Gage. Y'all know why I'm a little anxious usually. Welcome to my life. If you could just see behind us, you would understand. Because I am not the kind of gal that likes mayhem.
No, my life has been mayhem. You aren't like ripping your hair out at this point. Is actually, I'm proud of you.
You don't even know how I'm close, though. You. Like, I told Mike yesterday, I was like, if you don't paint the rest of that bathroom, and he started grinning, I was like, no, finish the bathroom. He's like, that's going to be a pain in the ass at the top. I was like, I don't care.
I don't fix it. Care how tough it is.
Gosh, I'm like, seriously. But we have an end in sight. We're getting there. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, I think that's amazing that she's doing that. But like you said, I mean, like, what are the fundamentals of it? Like, how much are you spending? Is this stuff that you're finding? You know how you like go to Goodwill and some people do that. Yeah. Fashion for trash. And she made a whole business out of that. And she's thriving. Well,
that's what I want to know. Like, is it all her clothes? Is she getting clothes from other people? Like, you have to have, like, sure, she could brag about making that much money on Poshmark and eBay and that, but
she's never invested a single dollar out of pocket into her business. Starting with just the clothes in her closet, she later used her earnings to purchase additional inventory to sell at markup. When I talk about everything that we've gone through, I'm still shocked about it from where we came from to now. So it sounds like, and she obviously used to work a 9-to-5, she said, but...
So then that makes a little more sense. So it's not the... It was a little clickbaity, the title of the article.
Yeah.
Because it made it sound like she was just exclusively selling stuff from her closet. Not that she turned it into a business where she, like, started with seed money from her closet.
Oh, no, I read it as that. I read it her clothes that she had, and she just started selling them. But and then, obviously, yes, she's buying more. But she started it just to kind of have, like, supplemental income because they needed a little extra cash.
Okay. I get that. And you know what? Then good for her.
Hey, I love a hustle.
Yeah. I mean, people do that on Amazon. I forget what they call it. There is like a specific term for this, but people will go and I looked into the business model because I heard about it and I was like, this is so like interesting to me.
Yeah.
Basically, they will go into discount places, or if things are like super marked down, they'll buy up the items.
Okay.
But there's like databases that they can check to see like what the actual value is, like what their markup could be. Basically, they buy things at discount and then they resell it on Amazon. But it's a whole thing. And I wish I could remember the term for it. It's really interesting.
Well, now,
but people can make great money and just doing it part time.
Yeah.
But there's a time commitment in the beginning.
Oh my God. It takes list stuff on Poshmark because it takes so freaking long. And then like they take such a big chunk out of some of the stuff. Like if you're selling it for $10 and you're like, cool, I made $350. Great.
Right.
But I feel like also, especially right now, like vintage clothing is like such a thing now that like if you have the time and energy to dedicate to going into Goodwill, and like there was a really cute consignment place in Florida when I lived there. And I would go there all the time and you could take your clothes. They'd give you a store credit or you could take the money, but I would always like pour it back into their stuff because they had the cutest like vintage things. My stuff wasn't vintage, but they also weren't taking like Forever 21. It was like, you know, that kind of thing. But it's like, that's the thing now. Like people want like a one-off, which if you think about it from an influencer perspective, that would hurt their business because you can't rebuy
for
that.
Sure.
So I don't know. It's a double-edged sword, I think, for that. But like I said, fashion without trash, and she has made a huge business from that. I mean, when we started talking about her years ago, what did she have, like 10,000 followers? She was so small, remember? I think she was like 15,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
and
she
now
was
she's
15.
Like huge.
And she was just doing it out of her apartment still, I'm pretty sure.
She has a place now.
No, now she does. But I'm saying started following her. Yeah. It was like she had a bedroom in her apartment in New York City that was just like floor to ceiling Tupperware bids, like all coated. It was like her system was fascinating, but
I know it is wild. So all right. Well, you know, I love this next little sentence.
Yeah. So the last headline we have from today is Leva from Southern Charm is getting a spinoff called Southern Hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be like Vanderpump Rules style. Yeah. So like she's not going to be the star of it, but she'll be heavily involved in the show, just like Lisa Vanderpump was.
Right.
However, the difference is Lisa Vanderpump was beloved.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking likes Leva. Mm-mm. Like, I'm just saying it right now. Nobody likes Leva.
No.
She contributed absolutely nothing on her seasons on Southern Charm besides being annoying as fuck.
And complaining about all the drama, but then also starting drama too. Like what?
Like how this last season of Southern Charm, how did it start with her being the biggest fucking pot stirrer that they've ever had on the show?
And then
and that's saying and a then lot. Being like,
I didn't want to participate, so I just stopped hanging out. Oh, really? Because you literally did the drama on a lot of it.
Maybe it's because nobody fucking likes you.
Literally nobody.
I can't. And yeah. You said you went to her restaurants when you went to Charleston.
We went to...
And didn't you hear somebody saying that, like, she thinks she's the shit? Was that you that I was talking to?
Yes, we went on our girls' trip last April, and we went to it. And it was good, don't get me wrong. But I was also hungover, so was it really good? Leva? Yeah, it was.
Leva?
It actually was Leva Bonaparte today. Whatever it is. but, okay, somebody wanted us, like, literally somebody. I'm not even going to, like... act like it was multiple people. Somebody commented in our box and they were like, please.
One singular person.
One person asked us for a recap of the reunion. Did you watch it last week?
I did.
Okay. Taylor went off. Love that for her. I'm so annoyed. I'm going to be in Mexico on Thursday when
I leave this weekend?
Yes, I leave Thursday.
Oh, shit.
At like 6 a.m., but it's going to be the second part. Like, I'm going to miss the second, and it's, the second part is going to be so good. But Taylor went off, and I was so glad she did that. But the rumor has it that Austin and Taylor have been spotted out in Charleston at bars leaving.
I love that.
Waiting for Ubers together. They were just recently spotted. Du Mois had reported on it.
Uh-huh.
That Shep and a brunette came to a bar. They left, and then like 30 minutes later, Taylor and Austin showed up together.
Well, here's the thing. I could have told you that Austin was in love with Taylor after
in love.
He cried in the hat shop, boot shop, wherever the hell they were. Right. I'm like, okay, either he's the biggest puss ever.
He loves her.
Or he's in love with her.
But don't you think, like, I'm not a big Austin fan. I'm not even an Austin fan. I don't hate it. He's just neutral, you know?
I love
but
Austin.
I love I know them that's together.
An unpopular opinion, hot take. I love Austin.
Well, people either love him or just don't. But I feel like he's such a little whiny. Yeah, I think he's a little whiny dick. But I do feel like him and Taylor would be good together. I do think they have a connection. Like there is an undeniable, and it's not brother sister. I don't get brother sister vibes from them. I get that they genuinely care about each other and he really cares about her. And maybe just maybe that could like, she's very mature for her age. Like very
how old is
mature.
She
is like 24, 25. I don't even know.
Is she really?
She's young.
Oh, I didn't think she was that young.
Yeah.
But not because she looks older. It was probably,
she carries herself.
Just,
yes. And so does Olivia. I love her too. Like they
she
have,
is not it for me.
Really?
And maybe that's a hot take. I do not care for
I
her.
I love her.
In one way, shape, or form.
Really? That is so interesting.
It's, I don't dislike her.
Okay.
But
she's 27.
I don't get her appeal.
Okay. Taylor's 27. She's not 24.
I mean, she's still pretty.
There's a rumor going round
about me and you.
That is literally our theme song because we never have the facts. I never have the facts. And yes,
in all fairness,
y'all have
they are
on it.
Half-assed headlines.
Right. Somebody put in our non-box
we're not
one time
a news anchor.
That I'm never prepared because I never have the facts. Like, that doesn't mean I'm not prepared. I'm prepared to talk about the story. I just don't have the facts. Get your asinine right. Okay.
Get your facts straight.
Right. No, I do love Olivia. Like she definitely grew on me through the season. She is real witty. She is on point, but whatever. But
I can't even articulate what it is about her that I just don't like.
Really?
Yeah. And it,
I like how she's not afraid to shut people down and like speak her mind and like put people, she says things as like the new girl on the show. It didn't matter. Like she came in and it didn't feel like she was trying to own the place by any means. It was more of like, she knows who she is so much that she's not afraid to be like, no, you're trying to start drama. It's nothing like this.
True.
Let's talk
like,
when you're sober. I'm like,
she didn't even hesitate a second when she wanted to throw that egg at Shep.
Right. And she's like, don't call her an idiot.
You know what? I take back what I said.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still not like a huge Olivia fan.
I love watching this happen.
Yeah, I'm still not a huge Olivia fan. Like, I just
watch her through different eyes when you think about the situation.
Maybe I will have to.
Like when,
because I do respect that.
Yes, when Vita was like trying to call her out in the beginning of the show, she's like, "No, we'll talk about this when you're sober." And it's nothing of the sort what you're trying to say. And she like shut her down immediately. And then the Shep thing a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
And then when he was being a douchebag to Taylor, she's like, "No, he's not going to do that to my friend." Like, same thing with Austin. She was like, "Why are you always like talking about Madison? Are y'all hung up on each other? Because I'm not going to be her best friend." And like, she's very like, I like her. I do. You do too.
Love you know it. What? I think you might have just changed my mind. Spencer. You might have just influenced me a little bit. So if she listens to this, hopefully she makes it past where I say she does nothing for me. Because I think it's maybe it's the fact that I do like Austin so much that's yeah. like jading my opinion of her. Because of their whole like weird thing. But
he was being weird with her. She was trying to like be with him and he just like kind of dicked her around a little bit. Like he kept talking about Madison. She's like, "Dude, why do you keep talking about Madison on every date? Like I don't care about her. She's your ex. Are you hung up on her?" She asked him flat out.
Yeah. So you're right. I'm wrong. Like I truly feel that way. I feel like my opinion's in the wrong.
No, I mean, I get it, but no. See, I love this. Wow, this is great. This was a beautiful moment. Moment of silence.
Cool. Perfect.
Okay, so
third segment today is
Lost Fave.
Yes. So we have a couple Am I the Asshole submissions, and then we also had somebody text in looking for some advice. Admittedly, we went like a month and missed this text message, so sorry, but we're still going to address it, so hopefully it's something that you can still benefit from, you know?
She's like, "Thanks. 2 months ago when I needed the advice."
Right.
You know I did literally the opposite.
But maybe it'll help somebody else if it doesn't.
But let's
help
give
her.
You the advice. And if you did have it play out, let us know how that went. And if you naturally took our advice without knowing what our advice was.
Through ESPN. Duh.
Duh.
Okay. So we'll start with the advice one.
Okay.
She says, "So I'm currently in a bachelorette dilemma right now. My husband is a groomsman and I'm a bridesmaid, so it already feels like a lot on us, but these are very good friends to us, so we don't." I think she means so like we don't complain.
Okay.
"My problem is that the guys are going to Austin, Texas in September for theirs, which we are from Canada already, so the plane ticket was $700 and that's not including rooms." Oh, that's not including rooms, food, and entertainment. "I think it's way over the top and a lot to ask of people. I find it rude to expect that of people. The kicker is the women are all trying to save money, so we're going to a winery town 20 minutes away. I told my husband over my dead body, 'Would you do this over the top trip?' And I stay to party basically in our hometown. We aren't voicing our opinion and just going with it, and that's why I'm venting to you. How would you feel in this situation?"
I've been in that situation.
Yeah, I mean... just recently, we were kind of in that situation. My husband and I are both in a wedding of friends. And, I mean, we did go away. We went to the beach for a weekend, but the guys all went to Scottsdale.
Like, right.
From, you know, a much, and for longer. So it was like a much different trip. And they went out to clubs and got bottle service and like a very different thing.
Did Robbie go?
He did not go, actually. Okay. He couldn't. I forget what was going on. There was a reason that he couldn't go, but he actually did not end up going.
Good. But like, don't you feel like weddings now are like so just outrageous? Like the money involved, the bachelorette trips, the bachelor parties, like.
I feel like it's been like that for a while, but yeah, I honestly, did it all start with the Hangover movies? I feel like that's probably what really kicked it off. Like all of a sudden it was like the thing to do to take these like outlandish trips. Everybody saw those movies and was like, "Oh, we're not doing enough."
Right. Well, you did too much in The Hangover, but that was such a great movie.
So good.
I don't know. I feel like back in the day, like you had a bachelorette party, you did, and maybe it's also social media. I feel like everyone outdoes everything on social media. So now it's like bachelorette parties are just so extravagant. Like even the ones that I used to go to, like, I don't know, 7 years ago versus now, it's like lavish and like extreme, and there's something for every. I mean, you can buy decor for like your fingernails, your
it's
like,
crazy.
It's so much.
I didn't even get married all that long ago. I got married in 2015.
Yeah.
And my bachelorette, I mean, we were living in New York at the time, so and like we did have people fly in, but it wasn't, it was a trip for them. It wasn't a trip for me. Like they just were coming to go on my bachelorette, but we went out and we did dinner and I think we saw a show in the city. Mm-hmm. Like we did a hotel room and like hung out and like,
yeah,
that's what we did for my bachelorette. It was fun. Yeah. And then the next day I had my bridal shower.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like you did all in the same weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause people were traveling for it, but it wasn't like we were planning this like huge vacation. And like, there's nothing wrong if that's what you want to do.
Cause I was like, I'm going to Mexico on Thursday. And let me tell you something. We've been planning this thing since February. For me, it's like a mom getaway, you know?
But that's what I mean. Like if it's something that everybody wants to do and agree upon and like that, cool. Well, you can't shame people. No, also for
she gave her the option. Like she gave everybody the option. But like for mine, I went back down to Florida where I lived for so long because I brought like 6 of my friends from North Carolina. And then we went to
like Florida, your own stomping grounds. Like, that's
merged
cool.
The group. And that was so fun. But yeah, I just feel like, That's hard though, because
I feel okay. So her actual question is, I think, two parts. One, she wants to know, is it fair that he gets to go on this, or that the guys are going on this like crazy lavish trip thing and the girls aren't really doing that? Well, it's not really a matter of being fair. It's whatever everybody wants to do. If the bride really wants to go do this big trip,
yeah,
and she's not able to because the husband is doing a big trip, then that's not really fair.
No, that's not
fair. But if she just wants to do something low-key, then that's totally her prerogative.
Yeah.
It's about her, not the guest. So it doesn't matter if you would rather go on a big vacation. If she doesn't, then it's her event.
Yeah, and there could be other reasons, too, that you don't know about why she doesn't want to do. I know a lot of people right now have, like, travel anxiety or like flying. Sure. Like, I hate flying now. So it's like, if there's certain things that are, like, hindering you, do you have a booger?
No, I have an itch on my nose.
But I didn't know if you were telling me.
No, I haven't. Okay.
I was like, is she telling me I have a boogie in my nose?
I just didn't want to like itch my nose and look like I was picking my nose.
Oh, no,
you know.
Get in there, girl.
I guess I'll just itch it now.
Get in there, girl. But I think, like you said, it depends. Like if he took the trip and it was like, sorry, funds are not available for you to do it. That's different. That was Gage just breaking down the baby gate. That
literally, my heart jumped.
Same.
I knew what it was and it still
Well, the guy for the ceiling called me and I'm like, I'm doing a podcast right now. Unavailable. Are you still good for later? He's probably like, what? He's probably outside the window.
We got like 10 minutes.
We're good.
15 minutes.
We're 20. Good. We're good. We have 21. We're good. But yeah, I think it depends on the thing, but curious to know how this played out because obviously September's passed.
Yeah. I do think that there has to be a limit as to how much we ask of other people.
Absolutely.
But I also think, as I was saying in the beginning, if you ask people to spend a ton of money, you pick this trip, like the bachelorette mm-hmm. you're going on. Mm-hmm. It's not a cheap trip.
Right.
So if somebody came to her and said, hey, I'd love to go, but I just don't want to spend the money or can't spend the money. Okay, cool. Like, it's fine. Like, you can't be upset about that from like that perspective. But
and I've definitely been part of that situation before too, where people are like, if someone couldn't go, like when I had mine, like some girl, both of my matrons of honors could not go because they had young kids. And I was like, no worries. They're in a different phase of life, but they were part of everything else. You got to be able to go.
They don't care about you as much as the friends that are going. Like, there's so many circumstances.
Absolutely. You just got to be mature about it and understand that like not everything is just because they are like mad at you or don't want to go or like whatever. But
yeah, I feel like it's a very like, each situation is different and it's probably nuanced. Like, yes, you live in Canada, so an international flight for you is like a big deal. It's way more expensive than everybody else. But that's because that's where you live. Like, that doesn't have anything. I don't think it's inappropriate to ask that of other people.
No.
You have the option. You go or you don't go.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. So the two, am I the assholes? So my husband, his name is Mike, is the eldest in his family. He's pretty close with his sister, Beth, and they spend almost all week together. Beth had issues with her father growing up. She went no contact with him after he took her first car and damaged it. She only remained in contact with Mike since everybody else judged her for going no contact with their dad. She's getting married to her fiance of 3 years. From what I understand,
what's his name?
Mike. from what I understand, she and her dad are slowly getting reconciled, but she made it clear she wants him to take no part in the wedding. She asked Mike if he could walk her down the aisle, and he agreed. I have to say that I was taken aback, and it felt a bit odd for me because her dad is alive. They're on speaking terms again. He's going to be there at the wedding, so the logical thing to do is to have him walk her down the aisle. This role isn't for her older brother, but for her father. Not to mention how the father-in-law will feel about it. I brought this up with Beth, and she had an attitude and implied that I was just saying this and objecting because of how I feel about the situation, not how our traditions should be practiced. We got into an argument and I went home. Mike thinks I'm being unreasonable and possibly causing him to miss something so sentimental, and that if anything, he feels honored to be asked to do this for her, and said that I should stop worrying about what others might say. Now we're having this conflict and can't seem to reach a solution.
You better reach it.
1000% the fucking asshole. What Definitely. The fuck is, I mean, sorry, but what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, that is bad. I mean, not everybody, my brother walked me down the aisle. Granted, my dad was like sick, but like if Mike ever said anything, even though my dad
bye,
probably could have went, but like,
no,
I wouldn't. Like that's even, it doesn't matter the reason why someone can't be there. If they want their brother or they need someone else to walk them down the aisle, that's okay. Right. They're allowed to do that.
Say the father wasn't in the picture.
Yeah.
And she asked your brother, would you still feel weird that she didn't ask the father-in-law? Or what if she asked her mom? Like,
I think it's more weird to ask your father-in-law. Right. Like the groom's dad. Hey, you want to walk me down the aisle? Like, no.
Unless you, depending on the relationship, maybe if she had a good relationship, but who cares? The whole point of somebody walking you down the aisle is somebody that is like
close with you, giving you away.
To you.
Right.
To support you through this like huge life change.
And it's also like, this symbol is them giving you away, your family giving you to your husband. Not that someone else
giving
can't do
their
it.
Giving their not their approval. Like we right. love her so much,
right? But we're lending her to you, and Mike.
Yeah, it's like we love this person so much.
Yeah,
and you, she is choosing you, and we are giving our blessing, our right. okay. That could yeah. be anybody. It doesn't have to be the father. That's so antiquated and like it's beautiful, don't get me wrong, like my some of my favorite memories are walking down the aisle with yeah. my dad like making jokes and stuff, like it's yeah. a beautiful thing
yeah.
if it's your dad, but it yeah. doesn't have to be your dad.
No, it doesn't.
And who cares if he's there? I'm like irrational, like I'm actually like mad about this one. Yeah. I didn't read it all the way through before I read it.
Right. No, I feel like that is, you're definitely the asshole. I'm, like it doesn't
I'm hot
matter
about this one.
I
actually.
Know that is. Yeah. Because not everyone has that relationship with their dad. And that means if her brother is the closest thing to her as that figure that she admires and looks up to, you should take that as a compliment. Like,
and furthermore, it's not your wedding. It's not your relationship. It's not your,
yeah,
like decision to make, and it affects you and your life in no but way, shape,
act
or form.
Crazy when it comes to weddings.
No,
like,
it really
people act like assholes when it comes to weddings. Like, what is that?
It brings out the worst
it totally
in people
does.
And the best in people. Like,
depending
people will,
on who you are,
yep, people will step up and
yeah.
have like people that you never thought like felt a certain way like towards you or your life or whatever will step up and like. I don't know. Like you literally do see the best in people at the least expected times and yeah. the worst in people.
No, I agree.
I don't know what it is, but it's true.
We need to put a poll up on our stories and ask if you're married, did you have at least one falling out during your wedding with somebody?
I did. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's inevitable. Like, because yeah. like you said, you either, I don't even know, people just either get jealous or they just hate, or it does bring like the friendships closer because you step up and you're like, wow, that was really nice that you did, you know.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You're being the asshole.
Yeah. Even if, I mean, listen, everybody's entitled to their own feelings. I strongly believe that, but you didn't need to say anything. You can have your feelings
yeah.
and keep your damn mouth shut.
Especially on something like that. Hopefully you didn't say anything because you might not be getting married.
Right. Like, was it worth jeopardizing your relationship with your sister-in-law or with your husband? Like, it probably isn't worth that.
Right.
But you chose to say something anyways.
Like, if my sister-in-law asked if Mike could walk her down the aisle, I would be like, oh, that is so sweet. Like, I think that's so cute. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want your brother to have that kind of loving relationship with his sister?
Right.
Unless they're the Huffs. That was weird.
Right, if they're like the Duggars or something and they're like doing it with each other, that's weird. Okay, God. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, well, you are the asshole, sorry. If we didn't make that clear. Okay, last one.
Okay.
So My sister and I both have two kids. She has two girls. I have one boy and one girl, and one of my kids is with her father. So I only throw birthdays for my son. What? Hold on. I have to read that again.
Right. I'm like, am I supposed to retain in this?
Uh-oh. Oh, I actually saved. Oh, no. We had three. I was like, wait, I'm confused. We have three Am I the Assholes that were submitted. So we'll just do all three. Okay.
Okay.
Me and my sister both have two kids. She has two girls. I have one boy and one girl. One of my kids is with her. Okay, so the daughter goes with her father, lives with her father. So she only throws birthdays for her son.
Okay.
Every year I go to all of my niece's birthdays and even buy them nice presents that cost a lot of money to someone who's middle class. My sister has never attended my son's birthday. She never gave a valid reason why she didn't come or... Yeah, or I should say she doesn't give reasons at all. But usually I let it slide every year because he had friends there. Unfortunately, we just moved and he didn't have friends to come to his birthday this year. Now for the point of this, I asked my sister to come to my son's 16th birthday and she told me she was busy, so I asked her why. She told me that she was watching a movie with her daughters. I asked her if it was in theaters and it needed to happen right then, and she said that it wasn't. It was just her bonding day with her daughters. I got mad and said it's selfish because she had every day with her daughters, so why can't she have one day with her nephew? I cussed her out through the phone and told her I won't be attending any more of her daughter's birthday parties. I feel bad for my nieces, but I'm sick of this treatment. Am I the asshole? I mean, I think you're the asshole in the sense that you're punishing your nieces for something that has nothing to do with them by not going. But not the asshole for the scenario. Like, but there's something that there's a piece missing. We're not getting all the information here.
Right. And I think too, like you see it a lot in like parents that are like going through divorces and stuff, but like they punish the kids in these situations and it's not their fault. Like especially if somebody wants to spend time with you, like why would you do that to your nieces or your kid? Like whatever. It's like you're hurting them, not the person. But I love that you cussed them out through the phone.
Yeah. Like, but there's got to be a different way to like, I agree. Like there's definitely either you're not giving us all the pieces of the story or there's something missing. Cause it just doesn't make sense. Why isn't the sister coming to like, are you and your sister not close? Are these birthdays the only time where you guys really get together?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree. There's a reason why she's not coming. Like, did y'all have a falling out at one point and y'all don't have a good relationship or what? But
yeah, I can't really say for sure, but I'm going to lean towards you're the asshole.
I mean, I don't know. Well, I think punishing your niece and your nephew an or whoever, move. Like, yeah, you don't. That's
not
just,
saying that your sister isn't also an asshole, but don't punish the girls.
Maybe y'all are assholes together. Maybe this is a tie. Maybe this is our first ever tie. Y'all are both the assholes. Like, yeah, perfect. Maybe that's it. But yeah, don't punish the kids. Like, kids already get punished and they get the brunt of it all anyways.
Yeah. Okay, last one. Okay. My son recently turned 4 and we planned a blaze.
Blessings to you, baby girl, because whoo. Go ahead.
We planned a blaze themed party for him at our house. What is a blaze themed party?
Blaze and the Monster Machines. No, Blaze. It's a cartoon.
Got it.
Fisher's been obsessed the past 2 mornings with Blaze. Did I write this?
Maybe. Did you?
Continue. I don't know. I'll let you know.
The weekend before his party, we went to my in-law's house. When we walked in, she had the whole house decorated in party decorations. The decorations he wanted for his party were hard to find, so they were the exact decorations I had for his upcoming party at our house. She made him a cake and gave him presents because they weren't going to make it to his actual party. Mind you, they live less than 2 hours away and didn't have plans, so they 100% could have come to the party. I'm not upset that she wanted to do something special for him. I'm upset that she stole my thunder with the decor and didn't come to his party. Am I the asshole? Absolutely not, in my opinion.
Yeah, that is so...
They're the assholes.
Yeah, especially if you know, like, that's... You see that crap a lot with,
there's
like,
no fucking way they didn't know the theme of the party.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously...
Talking about stealing your thunder. Like, you're just trying to be...
Stealing her blaze.
The blaze is up in smoke. Yeah, I'd be kind of pissed about that. I'm not going to lie. Because I'm like that. I'd be like, wow, cool. You, like, literally
so
did the
exact rude. Thing. Like, she went through... Like, this person's going through all the trouble of, like... Throwing her kid the best party she can, like themes that he wants.
Probably hours on Pinterest. Don't act like there aren't 86 other like themes you could have done.
Right. No, they could have just done generic birthday decorations if they wanted to do something special for him before his party. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I want to know, did you say something? Like, did you confront them about it? I don't think I would have been able to bite my tongue.
I would not have been able to bite
my tongue. I wouldn't have said anything before the party, but I would have said something after. But like, you know what? I really don't appreciate the fact that you stole my thunder. Like,
now you're the cool one.
Yeah. Like,
rude.
I put all this time and money into planning this party for my son, and it's less special now because he's already seen it at your house.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a shady move. You know what you're doing. Like, what was the intention behind that?
Right.
Like, is this person normally like this, like where she does this, like on other things? Yeah. Or is this just like, oh, random? Like,
right. Is she a monster in law?
Right. Is she a monster machine in law? Blaze, huh? Hope your party plate sets on fire. Just kidding. Don't be wishing fires on. Don't be wishing fires on people. I was just kidding. I was literally just kidding. But
yeah. Well, rest assured, I think that your feelings are valid on this one, and you are not the asshole.
You are not the asshole on that, because mm-hmm. I would be upset about that too. Yeah. Also, Fisher is the type of person that would have been like, "My mommy's doing this. Like, what are you doing?" He'll call it out real quick. Oh my God, listen, I got to tell you something really quick.
Okay.
So the other day when my mom was in the hospital, Mike's grandparents got Fisher, and Papa had to stop and get some gas. So he went in and got Fisher some Nerds, and he said they were driving home, and he was like, "Fisher, don't eat any more of those. How many have you eaten?" And Fisher was like, "4. Well, it might have been 40.
14.
No, he said, "Well, it might have been 42 because I don't know how to count." I'm like, oh my God. He had like the whole bag.
I love that kid.
I do too. When he told me that, he was like, he was so serious. He was like, he got to thinking about it, and he was like, "Well, it might have been 42 because I don't know how to count, but 4, 42. I'm like,
here's the thing. When Fisher was a baby, you guys don't understand. He was the most stoic baby. Like, he never cracked a smile. Mm-mm. He could be filled with joy and you'd never know it.
Right.
And he is like, he was so Mike when he was a baby.
Yeah.
Because that's how Mike is. Like, oh, Mike could be having the best time of his life. You wouldn't know it.
You wouldn't. He'd be like, "This is great. Cool. I love this so much. Like, wow, this is amazing."
Right. Like, so not animated.
Yeah.
And like, that was Fisher as a baby. Mm-hmm. And as he gets older, like, he's 1,000%.
Literally. I know. My cousin's like, he got it so honest. I'm like, he really did. But yeah, I mean, I have like 4 pictures of him smiling as a baby. He just wasn't a smiley baby. No. But like, as a kid, he is the happiest, like sweetest, like fun, hyper funny kid. I don't know.
It's crazy. He's literally like a mini you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did. I gave birth to myself now.
Perfect. Okay, Mary. Okay, so we hear you guys. So many. Let me back up.
Put it in reverse.
The general consensus on the new show format, wonderful.
Love.
Y'all love it. We love it. Feels great.
Mm-hmm.
We do get messages now and then saying like, "I wish you guys would talk more about Instagram and Bibs," basic Insta bloggers, if you're new here.
Lord.
Anyways, so our solution to this is a social media minute. Okay. We think it is perfect. I'm going to set a timer, and Wendy here is going to rattle off the social media highlights from the week.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes things just aren't big enough to be a story.
Right. Like, we don't have all the facts, or like, we don't have like beef to the conversation. And then it's like a headline. That's it. Like, some things are just headlines. Not everything is a story. God, that is such a good quote. Wow, that's a burn. Like, not everything is a story. Sometimes it's just a headline.
Okay, so you need to take that clip and you need to put it on TikTok and Reels.
Okay. I'll do it.
We're trying to make it big. We're trying to blow up, you know?
We're trying to free up her weekend so she can hang out.
Literally, like, took the words right out of my mouth.
From God's mouth to my ears. And y'all's ears.
Okay, are you ready? Wet that whistle, baby.
I'm a little nervous.
Wet that one tonsil.
My tonsil. Are you ready?
Okay, ready? Go.
Okay. Courtney Shields, Peyton Baxter, Morgan Bullard, and Kennedy Frazier headed to ACL over the weekend, which is like a little music festival thing. Noah Nelson turns 3. Super cute unicorn birthday bash. Adam Levine and his wife are now happy at the beach. What? Like, now they're all cozied up? Okay, bye. Helene in between traveling through New Hampshire and sharing the most stunning fall photos. And her fall content is dreamy. It always is, though. Legit.
Always is.
Amanda Bynes announces on Instagram she's in cosmetology school and becoming a manicurist. Oh my God, goodbye. Get a fresh set from Amanda Bynes. What? LaBev donates to the Florida Disaster Fund, like fund or whatever. And you know exactly how much. Why? Because she screenshotted it.
Wait, I don't know how much.
$15,000. She posted it on her stories. Rude, tacky, what?
Okay.
But thanks for the good calls.
What? Okay, well, you got 15 seconds left. So we're going to elaborate on this.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. We didn't talk about poop. Poop. I just had to like put it in the show at some point.
Perfect. Go ahead. Okay, 5 seconds. What was I going to say? Oh, $15,000. She could have donated more than that.
She could have done more, but like how tacky to do that.
Oh, it's done.
Damn.
Timer's off.
Okay, bye. Is that it? No, no, no.
No, that was it. Okay. That was 15. I mean, that was 60 seconds.
All right, we'll get better. That was my first go. I never practiced just to align everything. That was perfect. Fast. Yeah.
That was fast. That was great. You did a good job.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
The coffee did it. I think it was just running through my veins.
I need more. Okay. Well, on that note, we're good. Don't worry about us. All fine.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week. Wait, when do you get back from your
trip? No, we'll be back next week.
Okay.
We'll be back next week. We are going to the fair on Monday. Are you going to go to the fair Monday? I should just go.
Is that the first day?
No, it starts on Thursday. But we're going to go on Monday, so I was going to be like, hey, just come to the fair.
Yeah, well, I could do the fair. I didn't get to go last year.
Oh, yes. So we're going to the fair. We'll do some content there.
Perfect.
But yes, we're going to have an episode next Monday because I'm back on Sunday. Back. I'll be dead, but I'll be back.
Perfect. Okay, well, you know, we got other things to talk about. So we'll talk to you later. Subscribe on YouTube, share it, you know, with your cousin, your sister, your brother, your mother, all of
your dad. If this is your dad's thing, share it with him.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you got two dads. Share it with them.
Don't share it with your brother unless you share it with your dad, according to homegirl Beth or whatever name.
Exactly. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Leave us some words of affirmation, all the things. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm scared what you'll think. So I let you think I'm perfect. Yeah, let you think it. Big smile and cause it's working.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.